Hiccup put up his hand. A small point, sir. Won't we freeze to death in about 5 minutes?
Don't be a softy, roared Gobber. The blubberwing fat you have rubbed all over you should keep you warm enough to prevent actual death. But it's all part of the game, of course. Can you use your skill and judgment to stay out long enough to win the race, but not so long that you freeze to death?
Gobber walked up and down the line of boys, inspecting them before they went out to join the competition.
Very smart, Snotlout. Chin up, Toughnut Junior. Haven't you forgotten something, Clueless?
I've got my sword, sir, said Clueless.
You do have your sword, admitted Gobber. But you do not have your swimming costume. Put it on quick, boy. I don't think that Thor will be welcoming you into Valhalla in the altogether. It really doesn't bear thinking about.
He moved along the line until he stopped dead in front of Fishlegs.
What? Roared Gobber in an awful voice. What in Thor's name are these?
Armbands, sir,
replied Fishlegs, looking straight ahead. Fishlegs can't swim, sir, offered Hiccup in defence of his best friend. So we made him these out of a couple of pig bladders, otherwise he sinks like a stone.
Like a stone, repeated Fishlegs, helpfully.
Oh, for Woden's sake, blustered Gobber. What are the murderous tribe going to think if they catch sight of those? I'll lend you my cloak, Fishlegs, and you can drape it over them, and let's just hope nobody notices Thor give me strength. Now, has everybody got their hunting dragon?
Bellowed Gobber. The boys had brought their hunting dragons. They were huddled on the beach, their wings over their heads, shielding them from the rain.
Your hunting dragon can fly over your head as you swim. It makes you easier to spot from the beach, and they can maybe fight off any predators. Sharks, dark breathers, that sort of thing. Okay, you can fall out now and get ready, and I'll see you at the start line in about 5 minutes.